today I'm Ben Junggu. I'm a horticulture specialist at NT State University, North Carolina. So today I want to talk about a little bit about PR and double layer versus single layer plastic cover. So I've been doing high tunnel work for a while, and this is, I think, in our state, is a fundamental piece of information we need to generate. So just give you a good overlook here. Everybody knows high tunnel. So today I'm talking more or less about single bay high tunnel. I'm not talking about multiple bay hay grove type high tunnels here. So that's the structure. And majority of high tunnels in northern climate is two layers, right? But in our climate, we don't really know whether we should another layer or not. And if you look at hay grove, it's only one layer, right? So this is something I want to address in my next few years on the research grant we've received. This is three of my conventional high tunnels. I gave you this picture for a reason, because the high tunnel energy comes from the sunlight, right? Light will deal with the energy, that's the 800 to 3,000 nanometers. And for PER, this energy source for photosynthesis. So if you look at this spectrum, this is the PER. So high tunnel is not heated. So you have to have sunlight into the high tunnels and maintain the environment. And then you have to have a PER to make sure that your plants are not starving for light. So if you give another layer of plastic, it's definitely going to control the light level inside. How will this affect the photosynthesis? How will this affect the productivity and in general? So we try to find an answer for it. Right now, there are not many things doing with it. So if you work with high tunnel, you're probably familiar with this one, right? You have to start with this because it's light. So this is a daylight interval from the whole United States. And if you're North Carolina here, this is the quarter hardness map. We range from 5A all the way to 8. So we have a wide range of climate zones and also different soil types. So if you look at the DLI, in our plate, you see June is 45 to 50. Do I have a pointer? Okay. So you see here, that's June, May. So I did a little calculation over there. This is how the light level in turn PER look like. And we're doing scene extension using high tunnels, right? So plant growth is really highly correlated with the DRI. So we all know that part really well. So talking about the environment factors, that will definitely have affect the plant you grow in there. So we do warm season vegetables, cucumber, tomato, eggplant stuff, and pepper, and the warm season as well. In our climate, we can do full season production, all four seasons. So how will those level of light affect your plant growth? Especially, you know, if you have a no productivity, the investment will be put in water, right? So when come back to the layered plastic, you look at the greenhouse tomato production, the cucumber is 30 to 35. And the vegetable transplant production and leafy crops is about 13. And in the central North Carolina, this year average outside is 24, and greenhouse only 16. If you put in this here, outside the DRI is about this average. And in the high tunnel, in the greenhouse system, only 70% of outside. So, you know, you put it into a high greenhouse situation, it's not a high tunnel, it's about 16. 1 minute? Okay, I'll go through it quickly. So for that reading, I started research. We use six high tunnels. This is my high tunnel area, organic area. I have two movable high tunnels, two different type of single bay high tunnel, 30 by 96. So we did some research over there. So if you understand the extension work, so you got busy. So I really didn't crunch all the data yet. Just show you a couple comparison here. This is a DLI. It's really, you cannot really measure that. You measure PR, right? So this is single layer versus double layer. You definitely see that the double layer has less DRI. For greenhouse cucumber and tomato, this is the ideal situation you want to have. And if your greenhouse transplant production and this leafy vegetables is about this type. So we do actually have to look into the comparison to see whether we have the type of the PR level for warm seeding versus cool seeding production in high tunnels. And if you look at the temperature here, single bay or single cover versus double cover, on lower temperature side, is more relevant to winter production, you can see here. So if you look at the temperature difference between that, you definitely see that the double layer have a high temperature in the winter time. Look, high temperature, the double layer actually is similar or even lower than single layer. So we are crunching the data right now to see, this is the first year pilot study. We will see whether this is going to impose a big impact on hydro production. So this, you know, I put this slide there because everything comes from the light for hydro production. So that's all I have.
Yeah, thanks.